This morning's Fall Refresh Show is sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. More info at getacomfyhome.com. And more info right now. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, talking to Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning right here on House Smarts Radio. Do you remember?
With fall weather, the weather change, right? You want to be warm and comfortable in your home. If you listen to this show with any regularity, you hear about Mitsubishi Electric Train HVAC. They're a fine sponsor of House Smarts Radio and here on WGN Radio. And these systems, as you've heard me say countless times, really are the problem solver for those rooms that are too cold and those rooms that are too hot. And they just solve a lot of problems. Joining me on the phone line is Anthony Belokas, who is the regional manager with Mitsubishi Electric Train HVAC. Anthony, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me on your show.
You and I have talked over the years, and I know I've said this to you when we were together, and I've said this on the radio as well. You know, I get people all the time, oh, this room's too cold, and this guy wants to add insulation, and he says it's going to work. And I'll tell people, yeah, it might work, but, you know, if you really want to solve the problem, you want to put in one of these mini splits. And I know the industry's changing a little bit, right? You're getting away from that terminology, but essentially, why should a homeowner consider replacing their old HVAC system with one of these Mitsubishi electric systems?
Yeah, wonderful question, and thanks for asking that. And so when you think about a traditional system, you're thinking about your gas-fired furnace that's sitting in your basement or in your attic. You're thinking about an outdoor air conditioner that's really noisy and loud. It's probably in the back of your house. Maybe it's on the side of your house. You're trying to have a family party or trying to enjoy your backyard, and this air conditioner is really loud and going off nonstop throughout the entire summer months. When you think about situations where how do I fix and improve some of those things? How do I improve my efficiency of my home? How do I improve the sound levels of that outdoor unit so I can actually enjoy my backyard? You think about some of those situations that are happening currently in your home, and Mitsubishi can solve those. Mitsubishi can solve those situations where you can have a really quiet outdoor unit in your backyard. You can have a very quiet indoor unit inside your home. And on top of that, you can lower your cost of your overall energy usage for your home throughout the entire year. So you really get the benefits of everything that, when I go around to homeowners today in the Chicagoland area, that's what they complain to me about. They complain about their energy usage. They complain to me about the comfort in their home. And they complain to me about the noise of that system that's either indoors or outdoors currently that's happening in their home.
Now, I realize that you work for Mitsubishi, but because we've gotten to know each other, you came from the traditional HVAC world. I mean, you know that world very well. It isn't that that's going anywhere, but gosh, these systems, and in particular the ones that Mitsubishi makes, solve a lot of problems, all the stuff that you just described. But, you know, the thing that is amazing to me is the amount of energy you save using these units.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone always gets impressed when they start looking at the numbers and they start really seeing the benefits when it comes to the energy usage. And the real main reason is all the secret sauce that we like to call it in that outdoor unit. And that secret sauce, what ends up happening with that outdoor unit that's very different than that traditional unit that you mentioned earlier about, is that our outdoor unit can modulate. It can go up and down in different frequencies. So it can say, hey, Lou, I only need a little bit of heating today. Or, hey, Lou, I only need a little bit of cooling today. And it'll slow itself down, where your traditional system is either completely off or it's completely on. There's no in between. And so on a day like, for example, this morning, you know, I don't need a lot of heating. I don't need a lot of cooling. And my system will modulate itself up and down to the demand of the home. And that's going to save a lot of energy for your home, number one. But number two, make you as comfortable as you want to be inside of your home.
Now, for those that maybe are unclear of what we're speaking about, can you sort of describe what one of these systems look like and what is involved in the installation of one of these systems?
Sure. So just like you currently have now in your home, if you have a traditional furnace and air conditioner, we still have an outdoor unit. So we still have a system that sits on the side of your home or in the back of your home. The difference is that ours is a little bit thinner and possibly a little bit taller than what you currently have.
Right.
And extremely quiet. So you're still going to have something outside, and that's our compressor, if you will. And then indoors, you mentioned ductless and you mentioned mini splits earlier, and our indoor units, we have an array of different options that you can put into your home, whether it's going to be something that'll mount on the wall in a specific room, whether it's something that goes up into a ceiling in a specific room. And we now even have situations where we can put items that attach to your existing furnace and use your existing ductwork as well and get all the benefits of the Mitsubishi system as far as comfort and energy and quietness as well.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of talk now about, you know, removing the use of fossil fuels when it comes to heating and cooling. And that obviously is an area of debate for a lot of people. But your systems are all electric. And a lot of times people think all electric means, oh, it's going to cost a lot of money. But they're just so darn efficient that the savings, I mean, we already talked about the numbers, but it really is something, even if you went and swapped it out and used the existing ductwork.
Yeah, that's the interesting part is as we revolutionize our equipment and we make changes to what we're currently offering to the consumers, we are now in the offering that we can put something in your existing ductwork and combine, utilize your gas fire furnace when we need it with our Mitsubishi outdoor unit and really have a dual fuel, or the terminology I like to use because everyone's really familiar with it nowadays,
right,
is a true hybrid system. So I can be a hybrid. I can be some gas and a lot of electric or vice versa, depending on the need and what's happening in your home. So we have all different solutions. We have areas, Oak Park, Illinois, for example, is going all electric on all new homes. So new homes being built over there is an all electric neighborhood now, and some other neighborhoods are starting to follow suit with that. So we have the opportunity to be able to get into a brand new home, be all electric, offer different solutions, whether it's a ductwork system or something that mounts on a ceiling or on the wall, and make sure that customer is extremely comfortable, saves their energy, and enjoys their backyard again.
Now, when it comes to your systems, because they're all electric, you're using refrigerant. I mean, I think most people with a traditional system, you know, they've got a gas forced air furnace, right? And that's for the heating. And the refrigerant is for the cooling. But with your systems, you're using refrigerant essentially all the time. And there's changes coming to that, not just for the ones that you make, but for any unit coming, right? There's new refrigerant, which will start to add a little cost for people, right?
That's right. So the Department of Energy and the EPA has announced a change in all residential refrigerants. So whether that's your traditional furnace and air conditioner or a mini split ductless system like ours with Mitsubishi, there's going to be a change coming, and that change is fully in effect on January 1st, 2026, where we no longer can sell the existing refrigerant that's in your home today. As of January 1st, 2025, us as a manufacturer can no longer produce the 410A, which is the R410 refrigerant that's in your current home now. And so we'll be making the switch over, but we have one extra year to sell through our existing inventory that we have.
And there's nothing wrong with that. In other words, if people are like, oh, I don't want that old stuff, it's perfectly legal and safe to purchase one of those, but it is changing.
Absolutely. Perfectly legal, perfectly safe. We've been using it for a lot of years. The reason for the change is they're looking at lowering our global warming potential with the refrigerant. So if it does get into the air, what does it do to the environment? And so the new refrigerants will be a lot lower in that number, and it's going to be a little bit more friendlier for the environment.
Right. You're the manufacturer, obviously, Mitsubishi, but how does one go about choosing the right contractor to put one of these things in?
I've said this for years. I've been doing heating and cooling for over 25 years in the Chicagoland market. And my message to everybody is always the same, is that the best equipment installed with the worst contractor, or the contractor that hasn't been trained, is what I should probably say, is probably not gonna do you as a consumer any benefit. So you really want to make sure that you find that contractor, whether it's a family friend or somebody that's currently been working in your home over the years, and make sure that they're certified and they're trained in the product that they're going to be installing, inside of your home. And so we have a website that all your listeners can go to, and it's www.getacomfyhome.com. So again, it's getacomfyhome.com. And your listeners can go to that website, and they can type in their zip code, and they'll be able to find a locally trained contractor in their neighborhood.
Love it. That is great. It's really good stuff. I know I've said this on the air. I partnered with you guys. You sent me a unit. I had my friends over at Lindemann install it at our house, and it is, Anthony, I know I've said this to you, it has completely solved the issues we were having in this space. And to say that it's quiet is just ridiculous. You can be outside literally rocking a baby to sleep and you wouldn't hear this thing running. It's unbelievable.
It really, if you've never heard one or been next to one, it's hard to imagine or hard to believe, because we've all have been our entire life with a traditional air conditioner, how loud that they are. So I appreciate the kind words, and I'm glad that the system that's in your home is working to your liking.
Anthony Belokas is the regional manager for Mitsubishi Electric Trane HVAC. If you'd like more information about these systems and to find a contractor to get a quote to install one, go to getacomfyhome.com. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Hello, you too.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Don't go away. We'll be right back.